reckon it must be a churn, a churn milk.
Well, or if you carry water in it.
Yes, you could carry.
Called
a Jimmy John.
Jimmy John?
Yeah. I reckon that's what you told me.
How about, what do you call that thing there that's made of metal?
That John? Tub.
What's smaller than a tub?
A bottle.
Do you ever use a bucket or a pail?
Well, that's all, it's all, a bucket is smaller than that. But it's made out, some of them made out the same material. And some buckets, water buckets, made out of wood.
You say bucket more often than pail. What do you call a heavy iron thing in the kitchen and stove that you fry eggs in?
Frying pan.
And you ever call that anything else?
Skillet.
You say frying pan.
Mm-hmm. Frying pan, and some people say skillet. I like that.
Did you ever use a spider?
Well, that's all I'm saying.
Spider too?
Mm-hmm. Well, now a regular spider, it's got legs to it. And a top. You put the fire under there, and you put fire on top of that leg. It's like you're going to cook biscuit or cornbread or potato or whatever you're going to bake. You put fire under that spider and fire on top of that spider. And that's what.
I see. You wouldn't use it on a stove then?
No, we won't use that on the stove.
Use it where?
In the fireplace.
Oh,
you can use it outside. Now, my mother had fireplace, had stove, but they had a scaffold made. Oh, which you could cook on, you know. And they have most of that stuff up on that scaffold. And spiders, and a lot of time inside, they'd have a little ovens, we call it. Sometimes they'd be hung up to have a great big fireplace, bigger than that dough, on it high, but bigger than that, wider than that dough. And they'd have ovens hung up in that fireplace on a piece of iron. They'd hang them up there, they'd cook peas or greens, anything they want.
Are those Dutch ovens?
I don't know, they're just like... Just like these iron ovens we got now.
I see. Mm-hmm. Somebody told me they used a Dutch oven.
Well, that could be one, I don't know.
What's the thing in the kitchen sink that you use to turn off and on the water? Just turn it on. Turn it on, the water comes out. Turn it off, the water
cuts
comes
off. It's just a kitchen sink, isn't it? Kitchen.
Well, the sink is. What's down
what
you put your dishes in, but this is
hooked
to the water pipe.
Mm-hmm. That's the water piping, isn't it?
And it's faucet or spigot or what?
Well, now, some people say it's spigot and some say it's either one. Mm-hmm. You can call it either one.
Suppose you had one outside here to water your flowers.
You call it a water spigot.
And if it were in a barrel, tap the barrel and put one of those things on, what would that be?
On the barrel?
Yeah.
Well, that would be a spigot to cut it on and off, just like up here.
Same term.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Now, we used to have, not I, the older folks, used to have a barrel that way for syrup. Hmm. Yeah, they had a barrel that way to put the syrup in this barrel, and it had, just like you said, a spigot together. Turn it on and off and get the syrup out the barrel.
I see. That's a spigot. If you go to the grocery now, they put your groceries in a brown what?
Bag. Paper bag.
Paper bag. But in the old days, you had more, you had different kinds of bags. You had some that were made of cloth, loosely woven. What do you call those?
I don't know. What did they call them bags? I can't remember all that stuff.